The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning. Last Ash Wednesday, I'm happy to say there were a lot more people who came for the ashes. In the evenings, we had 6 and 7:30. It's worse than any Easter celebration we've had. So for two masses, the parking lot was filled up, and then people are outside the highway waiting for them to be able to enter and park. So it's nice. It's nice that people came. And it's nice to say also that they came not only for the ashes, but for the Eucharist, because after they received the ashes,
See, that's why we have announced before the Mass, turn off your cell phones. Anybody else here needs to tell? Yesterday I had to cut my sermons short because I lost my track because a phone again rang or something. So please, anybody here with cell phones, turn it off, because if not, I'm going to smack you right here. No, really, because sometimes it's difficult to go back to what you're saying if your mind is, well, you know, all right, off, okay, all right. Okay, so anyway, so the thing is, with regards to the ashes, people received it, and then they received the Eucharist, which was good. And of course, you know that what we say, in my case, I said, repent and believe in the gospel. The sad thing is, of course, is that it's not enough. Just like this guy in Florida, his name was Cruz, the one who shot 17 people, even though his name was Cross. No? Nice name, no? But if in his heart, definitely he chose not to follow the one crucified. The thing is, let's be real here. All of us here are always tempted, always. Just like Christ himself was tempted. The question is, what do you do? How do you go about responding or reacting to temptations? Again, it's up to you whether or not you value the covenant, as in the first reading. The covenant means what? The relationship we have with God. I keep telling the teenagers that attend the confirmation, when I ask them whether or not they love their parents, and then they keep on disobeying their parents, I tell them, frankly, I'm sorry, you don't really love your parents. You say you love them, but you really don't. Because of the way you handle or respect or obey your parents. The words love is so easy to say, but selfishness and love cannot go together, yes? Cannot go together, because when you love, you are not what? You are not concerned about yourself. You are concerned for the other, no? So when I asked the teenagers if you love your parents, and then when I asked them, why do you disobey them? One of them answered, to have fun with them, or to make fun. I said, wow. So I asked them, do you realize that every time you disobey them, you hurt them? because they ask themselves, what have I done to deserve how they treat us? You know, if you are the mother or the father, you know, you feed them, you clothe them, you send them to school, and then the reaction or the response to your love is pushing them away, pushing you away. And that's what's happening, you know? I mean, here, definitely we have a relationship with Jesus. But we disobey him. Every time you entertain anger, every time you hold on to anger, every time you don't want to forgive, every time you justify any kind of malicious thoughts, uncharitable thoughts, every time we sin, we are trying to, what? Minimize our relationship with God. See, how valuable is it for you and I to really have this intimacy with God? No? Just like sometimes with the teenagers, sometimes they have to go on a retreat and then they will cry and then they say, I'm sorry, before they say, you know, my dad, I love you. You know, the thing is, in reality, nobody should remind you, because if you really love them in the first place, nobody should remind you. But again, that's the reality. Even us seminarians, when I was in the seminary, every year, every day, we were told in the sermons by the priest about God's love, about God dying for us, about God giving us all the sacraments. And yet, what did we do? Also, just like you, we continued with our selfishness. We continued with assuming or taking God's love for granted. And that's the problem. In the gospel today, it talks about Satan tempting Jesus. Why? Because definitely, as I told you many times, when the devil, the evil angels, decided to disobey God, they disobeyed God because they did not love God. They decided once and for all to hate God. And anybody who tries to love God, they also hate. So here we are. If the more you are faithful to his will, the more the devil will work on you. No? The devil will work on you. So if you are trying your very best to become more like Jesus, humble, simple, forgiving, merciful, then the more the devil will tempt you to be angry, selfish, worldly, unforgiving. So don't be surprised. No, do not be surprised if the devil will work on you. And the devil will what? Will use anything and everything and even anybody to tempt you to sin. Everywhere, anything can be a sin. Even while driving, even while walking. As I already told you, sometimes temptations can be avoided if you don't go to places where you are weak. If you're an alcoholic trying to stop drinking alcohol, what? You're not supposed to go to a bar. But if you go there, then don't tell me that the devil tempted you. Don't use that excuse. Sometimes the devil doesn't need to work anymore because we ourselves are the ones going to places we're not supposed to go. Like now, because of computer. Don't blame the computer. Blame your hands for going to what? To internet sites that are what? That will lead you to? To acts against chastity, wherein these internet sites will lead you to what? Become selfish and use other people's images for your own benefit. That's why pornography is evil. Not because by itself is bad, but because you use those images for something selfish and worldly. So my dear friends, ask yourself, how do I value this covenant? It's very sad when we hear children, kids at a young age already entertaining hatred or anger. I wonder what happened to the adults, the parents that should at least show them love, show them forgiveness. What happened? How about you? Those parents here, what values have you shown to your children? Have you shown them love, forgiveness, mercy, all with regards to Christ? Or you just told them to memorize prayers and all the... Because, for example, in the first reading, the story of Noah is not about the ark. It's about what? Man's infidelity to God. But what's happening? People are nuts. They're looking for the ark. Do you know that, right? You've seen that in the internet or in the television. People wasting money looking for the ark. Who cares about the ark? That's not what the story is all about. It's about man's infidelity and God's covenant. Oh, for example, in today's reading also, talks about the rainbow. And then people will say, oh, that's why we have rainbow, because it's a sign of our... No, it's a story. What is important is that God established, God wanted to have a covenant with us, and God reminding us to be faithful to that covenant, to that relationship. And that is what Lent is all about, to renew our relationship with God. Where am I going with this relationship with God? Am I moving forward? Am I becoming more like Jesus? Am I spending time in prayer? So when I ask people, the children, for example, do you pray every day? And they tell me, no. I'm afraid for them. Why? Why don't you pray? Because somehow they prefer what? Texting their friends, playing video games. Those things are not bad, being with friends and playing video games. But if they have no spiritual life, then definitely the world, the devil will have a hold on them. So please, I only have you an hour a week. Do your part. Huh? Do your part and share the gospel to all the people that you meet. You know, you keep blaming the priest for not doing his job. I'm trying to hear, but you guys, you better do your job too, because you also are missionaries. You also should be able to reflect the Christ that you believe in. And it's a challenging task, because definitely the world right now is being controlled by the devil. But the devil has no hold if you and I truly commit ourselves in fulfilling the will of God by our words, by our lives. Once again, this covenant that God established is for all of us. The question is now, in this time of Lent, whether or not we want to fulfill it more and more each day. Again, I'm not here to judge you. Judge yourselves.